Moses, a tough day in the office, but what do you think the RCB bowlers did right towards the end of the inning?
I mean, it's hard to put a to put an exact finger on it. They won the game by 6 runs. I think more so is probably maybe even leading in from, you know, from when they took that first wicket of KL. We just kept losing regular wickets and we weren't able to build another partnership. You know, instead of having set batters in the last sort of 3 or 4 overs, we had new batters all the time. So, you know, we saw what happened there at the end for them when, you know, they had Maxwell who batted really deep into the last over. You know, it obviously it's a game changer when you can have a set batter bat for most of the death overs, but you know, they were able, once they took that first wicket, they were able to keep taking wickets continuously.
Hi Moses, unfortunate on the loss. Would want to understand a couple of things. One, you were sent after Sarfaraz Khan and Shahrukh Khan, knowing the fact that you are known for just closing the games. So what was the strategy behind that? And also the team persisting on Nicholas Puran even after the low scores time and again?
I'll answer the first question. I think that's just, you know, the strategy has been sort of that way through the tournament to have, you know, Shahrukh's finished off some really good games for us at six already. We saw that last game. And I think the team, we just backed him to do the same again. And Sarfraz was a swap for Huda. So he was, you know, batting five. You know, I was just asked to do a job for the team and I'll do it as well as I can, no matter where I get asked to bat. And in terms of Nicky P, you know, I think he's one of those types of players, you've just got to stick with him. You know, he probably not has scored as many runs as he'd like, but, you know, personally, I've seen him destroy some teams and, you know, I think just that change of form is just around the corner for him as long as he keeps believing it. But, you know, I think no matter which team you play against, the bowlers will always be worried when Nick Puran walks out to bat. So, you know, he's one of those types of players that it's very hard to leave him out of your team.
Hi, tough luck, mate. Just want to ask you about your bowling. What was your plan when you come up to bowl, especially the kind of start they had? Anything specific on Virat Kohli?
No, not really. There was no specific plan other than, you know, what I was going to try and use the wicket. So, you know, I think when I was bowling pace on, I was going to try and go straight and a little bit shorter because I knew the ball was staying low and the wicket, you know, probably wasn't the best wicket ever. So I thought if I could just keep hitting the wicket and trying to hit the top of the stumps, you know, with my on-pace balls and then with my slower balls, I was just, you know, then trying to go a little bit fuller than that, but still trying to hit the top of the stumps and at times even dragging a little bit wider with the slower balls. But, yeah, I think my plan was just to make sure that I hit the wicket hard enough to make sure that, you know, the wicket had a chance to let the ball do something off it, because I still thought even at the end there when, you know, when I was batting and Siraj bowled a kind of wider ball that wasn't a Yorker and it went comfortably under my bat, you know, and I thought that just that hitting that hard length, the ball never bounced as much as the batters thought. So, you know, that was basically my plan for the whole 4 overs, maybe until the last 9 or 10 balls did I start thinking maybe changing the lineup, changing my line just on where I thought the batter might have been looking to hit. But other than that, it was pretty basic, to be honest.
Thank you.
Thank you, Moses. Thank you.